Mumbai real estate company Oberoi Realty Limited and US-based financial services firm Interops Incorporated have joined the race to acquire township developer Lavasa Corp, Business Standard reported. Lavasa was dragged to a bankruptcy court last year after defaulting on its debt. It owed about 5,559 crore to 18 lenders as of September and more than 420 crore to about 1,000 home buyers, its website shows. The company has built a hill town about 65 kilometers from Pune in Maharashtra, but the project had faced several hurdles due to delays in receiving environmental and other regulatory clearances. The report also said that the National Company Law Tribunal agreed on Monday to consolidate the bankruptcy proceedings of Lavasa and its subsidiaries so as to get the maximum offer from potential buyers. Previously, Haldiram Snacks, Pune-based builder Aniruddha Deshpande and UV Asset Reconstruction Company were said to in the race for Lavasa. Meanwhile, Sachin Bansal said he would deploy all the proceeds from the sale of his stake in Flipkart into his financial services venture Navi Technologies Private Limited. Bansal could invest $400 to $450 million in Navi, The Times of India estimated. Andlquo, in the next few days or weeks, Iansquo, LL put all my money which is left after, the, all investment in Navi, Andlquo, Bansal told the newspaper, without specifying any amount. Bansal had invested 650 crore in Ola last year. The Flipkart co-founder has been taking rapid strides to build a diversified financial services business after leaving the online retailer in 2018. Last year, Bansal acquired microlender Chaitanya Rural Intermediation Development Services. Earlier this month, Navi Technologies agreed to buy DHFL General Insurance Limited from Wadawan Global Capital. It is also selling a minority stake to International Finance Corporation in its bid for a banking license. Bansal is also buying Essel Mutual Fund.